Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a surah of the Quran Sharif that consists of merely 30 verses will argue on behalf of the one who recites it until he's admitted into Jannah, the Surah Al-Mulk. It will get you into Jannah. I imagine Allah ta'ala is telling you, read it and I'll give you this. And who can be a bigger fool? Well, I'm telling you, do this and I'll give you this. But you don't want to do it. Don't want to do it, but I want it. You say, but it doesn't work like that. I'm telling you, just do this and you will get this. Doesn't want to do it. Allah said, do it. And this surah will take you to Jannah, it will argue on your behalf. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whomsoever, and we know when it comes to sorting our life out, now there is so much problem with couples. Now we're looking for a psychologist. I have to go. Wife says, you have to come with me. I have to come to sort it out. Allah Pak, you say, you want to sort it out? It's Surah Al-Mulk. Read it. Sort it out. You don't need a psychologist, you don't need a psychiatrist, read your surah every night. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whomsoever recites Surah Al-Mulk every night, Allah will protect him from the punishment of the qabr by virtue of the surah. You're already protected. We're making dua, ya Allah, give me more on Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah ta'ala give all of us on Jumu'ah day. Person is now safe from the fitna of the qabr, from the adab of the qabr. But if I don't get that, I got my surah mulk at least. That will say, and as it says, the qabr is a reality. Remember, the qabr is closer to you than your tomorrow breakfast also. Your qabr is closer to you than your tomorrow fajr salah too. Can happen any time. Can happen any time. So we can't say, now I'll start tomorrow. We're taking out the phone in the car. Take out the phone and put on your surah al-mulk if you don't know it. And recite after the qari. Do it for 1 month. And slowly you'll get to know the words, you'll learn it. Because surah mulk, and now alhamdulillah, the phones, we all got the surahs there. We all got the Quran Sharif over there. We mentioned before also, alhamdulillah, when Umrah we went, when we shave our hair by the barber, youngster there was shaving our hair. And as he started, I got a bit worried also, because the way they take out that razor, you know, the plastic, how they smash it. Then he opened it up, he said, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I said, Inna Lillahi. Then he said, Tabarak al-lazi biyadihi al-mulk. I said, Subhanallah. What a pious barber. Youngster, he was in his 20s, from India he was. And as he's removing my hair, he read his Surah al-Mulk, and I think his waqiyah also, everything, and I'm listening to him. So I asked him, I said, better way, you learn this. Hafiz al-Quran, he said, not Hafiz al-Quran. I said, how you learn this? Where are you from? He said, from India. How long are you here? He said, about 6-7 months ago. I can't remember clearly now. I'm here. I said, how you learn the surahs then? He said, I can't sleep at night, I'm missing home. So I play the surahs every night until I learnt it. Until I learnt it. So subhanAllah, how many could be in the haram sharif without reading the surahs at night? This boy out of the haram in the barber shop, and his heart is in the haram really. He took benefit from the haram. He's reading his surahs. So imagine Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the person who reads Surah Al-Mulk every night, Allah will protect him from the punishment of the qabr by virtue of the surah. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we name the surah Al-Mani'ah. What is Al-Mani'ah? One of the names of Surah Al-Mulk. Al-Mani'ah, what it means, the one that prevents the punishment of the qabr. It prevents it. It will protect you. Today to save ourselves from speeding fines, what we don't do. Before we had this, radar or lasers that we had. People used to buy it to see where the cops are in front. Now they got ways and they got different ways now. Right? And by we know also when you're flying down the stretch and from the other side the guy flashes you. Right? How you put mana ayam now? How you put the brakes slowly now? Because Mrs. already warned you. Already warned you. Heads up. There's a trap in front. Qabr is there. They're waiting for you already. No. Just read the surah. It will protect you. It's already your contact. You will relax. Hazrat says, you relax in the qabr. Ya Allah, all this amar will come. Like how we always say, you're tired, had a long suffer, a long trip. And now you landed at the airport. And subhanAllah, you didn't even realize somebody organized everything for you. And they came there with a nice big board there. Mr. So-and-so, welcome, ahlan wa sahlan. Say, subhanAllah, what happened here? Said, no, limousine, you got, you know, VIP. And how you feel like a lani now? VIP came. Nabi of Allah wants to make us VIP. He wants to make us VIP. And he's telling us, be careful, the qabr is like that. These are all the scenes in the qabr. Right? VIP also will say what? Right? You whoop somebody. So he's telling you that you are very important and take heed, read the surah. So it will help you in the qabr also. So this is also called surah Mani'ah. It is such a surah, whoever recites it every night has certainly done a lot and has done good. Nabi of Allah is saying, you've done a lot, you've done very good. So this surah, mulk every night.